you always get 100% on all your exams? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I've been thinking about how we look up information, particularly during a consultation. Now, I've seen a few comedians make this same joke or social comment, or a variation on it, whereby they reference their doctor Googling something during the consultation. From the subtext of this joke, I infer that the general public expect us to know everything, and that information is at the front of our minds at all times. I would also take that the looking up of information is a sign of weakness or inferiority as a doctor. It would be interesting to know if clinicians get this same impression, and as a result feel reluctant to at least be seen looking up or clarifying information. Now, I actually feel that the looking up of information and checking our work is the sign of a doctor practicing good medicine, being aware of their limitations and ensuring best practice. It should be viewed as reassuring to our patients, and whatever comedians and social commentators think, we should be looking things up and cross-checking ourselves more. And in order to explain my working on this one, I'd like to return to the world of aviation once more. A few podcasts ago, with some insider information from my little sister who flies large aircraft for a living, I looked at how a pilot's decision to continue, divert, or return can be compared to our choice of refer, observe, or discharge. And I think when considering the issue of looking up information, we can once again take note from the practices on the flight deck. When you look at the complexity of a modern airliner, at the vast array of buttons and computer systems, the busy traffic all around, and the hundreds of lives on board the plane, I'm in awe at how pilots maintain such a sense of calm and order and ensure that we all get where we're going safely. Rightly so, pilots are highly respected, and I think we would all acknowledge that they have a wealth of information and experience stored in their brains. But it is interesting to consider how they access that information, and what information they need, and when. Because while pilots no doubt have learned and practiced a huge number of procedures and techniques, they do not rely on their memory recall to fly the plane safely. They use checklists and handbooks to ensure processes are done in the correct order and at the right time. This can be for routine things they do all the time, like takeoff, taxiing, and landing, or in the case of emergencies. They have certain items, called memory items, which they must be able to recall from memory, on which they are regularly tested. These are things that cannot wait to be looked up. But in the event of an emergency, they will then use quick reference handbooks and go through the information that's required step by step. Having practiced these before, they will be familiar and will probably know a lot of them by heart, but to ensure correct procedures, they go through the list. As a nervous flyer, knowing the professionalism in which the flight crew go through these processes, utilising all their knowledge and experience alongside these checklists reassures me no end. So knowing that pilots are doing this made me reflect on our day-to-day life in urgent care. I considered, what are my memory items? Well, I suppose if we think of prescribing, the drug doses for paracetamol, amoxicillin, ibuprofen, prednisone, etc. are all on the tip of my tongue. But what about doxazosin for a renal stone? Well, if I've seen one recently, it might be refreshed in my mind. But if it has been a while, I would know what I think the correct answer is, but I would usually have to check just to make sure. And then there are x-rays I can look at and feel comfortable evaluating without checking for suitable angulation values. But others that I see less often, that I double check that I have the correct normal range for acceptable angulation. And then there's things like Rinne's and Weber's tests, both of which I know how to do, but I always have to check that I'm documenting them the correct way around. And drug interactions. I can comfortably identify the triple whammy drug interaction between an ACE inhibitor, a diuretic, and a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, but I would have to always check when giving medications to someone who is on sodium valproate, for instance. And then in a recess situation, in the heat of the moment, certain aspects, like compression rates, are second nature. But I would probably look at the algorithm on the wall to ensure that correct doses are being given and at the correct time. And it was thinking on this recess scenario that something occurred to me that tells me that looking things up is not only important, but it's actually expected. When I last took my ACLS course, there was the written exam at the end, and it had an 80% pass mark. So this means that, to be considered competent, you were still able to get 2 out of every 10 questions wrong. Now when I think about this, when did you last do a test or exam that had a 100% pass rate? Qualifications, therefore, have an expectation that you do not know everything. So by that logic, there are going to be gaps in your knowledge. And to be the best we can be, looking up and cross-checking information is required. We cannot, and it would seem we are not, expected to have all the knowledge in our brains. And this actually brings my other sister into the podcast. She's a lawyer, and I remember asking her at her graduation that now she has a law degree, she must know everything about law. She's my older sister, so I was very young and impressionable at the time. She replied that this was not the case, but that she had learned the language of law and how to look stuff up. These skills she then took into her further training as a solicitor. And I think this is true in many ways of urgent care. Where a specialty like cardiology funnels people to a point where they become very knowledgeable about a relatively small topic, in urgent care we must maintain such a broad scope of knowledge that we cannot expect to be as knowledgeable about the heart as a cardiologist. So looking things up and cross-checking information is a vital part of urgent care. And in the same way as pilots check information, a lot of it they probably know and remember. We too should see it as a safety and best practice consideration, not a sign of inappropriate gaps in our knowledge. And it can even help us to discover that new protocols have come out since we last looked, or that there's a new management pathway, or a first-line antibiotic may have changed. In this way, it serves as part of our CPD, by encouraging us to review what we're doing. And if things have not changed, well, it helps to at least reaffirm our knowledge. So my musings this week were triggered by a comedian's throwaway comment about doctors looking stuff up on Google. But my take-home is that, in the same way as I'm reassured that pilots are constantly checking things against other resources and not just their memory, people should be reassured that their clinician is checking that they're making the correct management plan, that nothing has changed, that nothing new has come by, and that their recall of the treatment options for a condition they see once every 5 years is still correct. Because if we did have to remember everything perfectly, why are exams not always 100% pass marks? My thanks again, this time to both my sisters for tolerating their annoying brother. And whilst I'm on this topic, a happy birthday to both my brother-in-law and my nephew for today. Now, if you have any comments, questions, corrections, or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. and we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.